What's up, what's up, what's up? This is Miss Vibes, and you're listening to Miss Vibes on That Frequency. I hope everyone is having a great start to their week, and you are able to enjoy the first day of the week, as well as the first day of spring. Happy spring, happy new blessings, start of a new year, if you want to call it that, and letting everything just start to blossom. Tonight, I would like to talk about how my spiritual journey has changed me. So with that being said, you know, I spoke about my spiritual journey in a previous episode, but this one, I definitely want to go more into detail on how it changed me. I started my spiritual journey years ago, specifically. Yeah, I started my spiritual journey years ago, like about, we could say 5 years ago, I started it, and it was introduced to me by a spiritual healer by the name of Felora. Very random occurrence that we had. Long story short, she told me she was a reader, and she told me some things that I never told her a day in my life. You know why? Because I never met her. So I'm not gonna lie, I was shaken up. Prior to that, I used to go to readers a lot, and you know, I was conflicted to who I was. Like, I was born Catholic. As I got older, I wasn't really feeling going to church because honestly, sometimes I would go to a Catholic church and I didn't feel anything. I didn't feel the word. I was just really sitting there for an hour, not really connected to it. My spirit wasn't connected to it. And after a while, I stopped going. And then I went through some things. Let me see. In 2016, yes. 2016, I was hit by a car. I got my heart broken. And I lost my job. Yeah. That happened September, October, November. It happened within those 3 months. And it was a downtime for me. At that time, I didn't know, but I was going through a death. I was going through a death. So, and I felt like it. I felt like it. And a close friend had introduced me to the church she was going to. And that's when I started to revive. And that became my rebirth. The thing was, though I was going to the church, it was something in me that wasn't feeling right. I was feeling good praising God and hearing the word, and I was paying attention to it, and I was able to get out the house. I wasn't in my dark space, but something in me still didn't feel right. And what I felt in me, it was actually right. Even when I was going there, there were sometimes I wasn't able to go on Sundays, and certain members of the church would text me or harass me saying, that's not good, you should go every Sunday. And I end up like getting anxiety and experience anxiety. And I actually had an anxiety attack in my mom's room because I'm like, God is going to punish me for not going to church every Sunday. And she was like, I was like really bawling, crying in her room on the chair, and she was looking at me like, what is wrong with you? If you're feeling like that, how are you supposed to go to church and you're feeling like that? How do you think that's okay? Like, you should not feel that way. People have lives. Like, don't do that to yourself. And I ended up not going back. And I was looking for churches to go to, and I just couldn't find the church. So I ended up just leaving it all together. Like, you know what? Maybe it's not my time to find church. The following year, my father passed away. And then And then a year after that, that's when I met the spiritual healer, Felora. And then everything started off. Yeah. So with spirituality, I feel like it didn't only change my life, but it saved my life. The reason why I say that, because the role that I was going to before my father passed away and I got hit by the car, it was a role that I shouldn't have been going on. And I wasn't living this dangerous life. Like, I wasn't out here shoot him up. You know, I wasn't doing all that. But I was just living a life that wasn't meant for me. And why I say that, I was following people, friends, quote unquote friends that I shouldn't have been following. I didn't have a real direction in my life. Regarding school or even work, because I wanted to be like others. I didn't speak up for myself. I didn't understand my emotions or feelings. I didn't understand who I was and my habits and even the flaws of others that were affecting me. I didn't understand that. And I felt with me going through my traumas in 2016, 2017, it shook me. And then I met Felora, I believe, in 2018, And that's when I said, okay, all right. Yeah, like, so I need to change my life. The spiritual world definitely made me realize, like, okay, I'm an empath. I truly feel a lot of people's emotions and energies. And I'm impacted by that. I had to instill boundaries so I'm not impacted by people's energy so much. And that actually helped me significantly, because I realized I can't take so much people's energy all the time, all day, every day. That's not me. And I came to terms with that. And it changed the dynamics that I had with people, because they realized how I was changing and it was hard for them to get used to. But honestly, it's not for people to get used to. It's for me to really live a fulfilled life. And with spirituality, it made me realize, like, I have a certain type of energy where I need to back away sometimes. Or I would have to eventually speak up to say, this is how I am, or this is what I want, you know? And it's a great feeling. It's a great feeling, because before I didn't speak up, or I felt that I needed to take that, or I just felt like that was something I had to do. I had to take people's energies. I had to feel their emotions so deeply. I had to be that one that everybody ran to. And it was like, no, you are not able to do that. You had to take your power back and bring it back to yourself so you could be one with yourself and heal and become better for you. Spirituality allows me not to live in fear. I was able to live my life how I wanted and not how other people wanted me to live. Like, this is small stuff, but I think this is big. I always wanted to get tattoos on my arm. And when I was telling people about this, they was like, no, no, that would look ugly. No, 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 no. And I used to tell people all the time, I'm getting tattoos. And they would tell me no. Even though I used to get it, I used to feel like a little stunt. Like, I don't know if I should do it. But I still ended up getting it. And guess what? Those people who said no, no, don't do it, they're like, oh, that's type cute. So what I did was I started just getting tattoos and not telling anybody. I will wake up and go get a tattoo. Fuck it. Shit, I was in Mexico. I said I wanted a tattoo. And I got a tattoo in Mexico. So it's just like me not validating my actions. Me not looking for validation for my actions from other people. That was something else that changed in me. I wasn't living in fear. Even traveling by myself, a lot of people didn't want me to travel. So when I went to Colombia or Kingston, Jamaica, or Mexico, a lot of people said I was going to get kidnapped. Why would you tell people that? Only God in the sky know why people would tell somebody else that. But I didn't listen to people. At that time, my father had passed away, but I felt like his presence was always around me. So I was always safe around him. I was always safe. So for me to live in fear, that's not a choice. I'm going to go on vacation alone. No, I don't want to go with you. I want to go with myself, though. And I went by myself, and people watched my stories on Instagram. And guess what? I came back to New York safe and sound, making people feel stupid. Spiritual helped me to not live in fear. Even though I went, before I was connected with spirituality, I did go on vacation alone, but I went to even bigger places when I got introduced to spirituality. That's some real shit. I went to bigger places. I basically dared myself to do this, and I love that I was able to do that. Like, it's a phenomenal feeling to open yourself up. And with me traveling solo, the reason why I love it so much, because I was able to appreciate myself and get to know who I am and bring challenges that I'm able to overcome while going on vacation alone. I could definitely say spirituality showed me a different aspect of death. When my father passed away, that was my first big death. I did not know death close to me before him. So when he passed away, I really had to understand that he wasn't there. And I looked up, you know, like ways to cope, ways to grieve. But I realized about afterlife, not from looking it up, but from dreams, him coming in my dreams. Me feeling him sometimes, certain songs that he used to play, like Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, used to come out the blue, even watching certain things. It really made me come to terms with death on another level and understand it. No one was able to teach me or let me know. I don't think my surroundings knew so far about that, because I felt like with death, we just think about the pain, but we don't think about that afterlife. And for me, I definitely believe in that, because I felt connected with my father when I dreamed about him, and or when he came into my dreams to meet me, or when I went on vacation alone and I felt him, we were connecting because he was always around me. Spirituality showed me there is an afterlife of death. No, this person is not here physically, but they're there with me spiritually. And with that being said, that soothed my grieving in a way. Spirituality helped me to see certain things for what it is. This society has a lot of things hidden. A lot of things hidden. And if you're not careful, you could get caught up in the hype, for real, for real. You could really get caught up. And when I started being more into spirituality, I've been connected with spirit, I realized a lot of things are not what it seems. It's very easy to be caught up in it, and it's easy to have your world twirling. And if you're not careful, you're just a lost soul. And I realized, like, I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be like that. I want to connect with my spirit. I want to connect with spirit. I want to connect with God, positive ancestors, my father. I want to connect with nature. I want to connect with my passion, writing, speaking, my destiny. I want to connect with my inner child. doing things that I like to do as a child, connecting with myself on a spiritual level so I don't get lost in the realm that I'm in. It's very easy to get lost. You can get lost being on social media all the time. You can get lost watching nonsense reality shows that have a dark aura around it, or looking up things, or listening to music that is meant to alter your mind. I realize you got to be careful with what you are looking at or listening to on it, or even talking about on a daily basis. Spirituality definitely changed my perspective on that. It really helped me change my perspective on that. Even with taking care of my body, that's another thing I changed. I'm still working on it. I have my weaknesses. French fries, cake. I have my weaknesses. However, I did start changing out of nowhere, which is phenomenal. Drinking natural juices, beets, celery, spinach, taking black seed oil because it has a lot of benefits, taking my vitamins, folic acid, oregano, oil of oregano, excuse me. I'm taking vitamins to clean out my liver because that's very imperative to have, to clean out your liver. In the future, I plan on doing colonics because you need to clean that out. You have to, especially with the things that you eat. If you don't release it how you need to release it, it goes back in your system. And that's not good. You know, so even though we could go to the, you know, not to be derogatory, I go to the bathroom every day, you know, because I drink green tea or I drink tea with turmeric on a daily basis. But for say I wasn't going to the bathroom every day, you know, if that wasn't working out, I'll go get a colonic. But even still, in the future, I am going to do, you know, every couple of months, I would love to do colonics to clean out my system. You know, you got to take care of your body. That's connected to spirituality as well. Taking care of your body. Your body is a temple. Making sure your body is good. Making sure you're not living in pain. You know, there was times where I was just living in pain, like pain everywhere. And I didn't know what was going on. After I got to my car accident, it will be sporadically. I'm just in pain. I can't move. I'm going to doctors. They don't know what's going on with me. That's scary. You can't tell me what's going on with my body, and you certify that. You study that for years. You can't let me know what's going on. You're telling me I'm good. But when I started eating better, even me only eating fish, no poultry, no chicken, no steak, nothing like that, I feel, you know, my body feel better. I feel better, you know. I even try to make sure I walk, if I had to walk around the neighborhood, or even, let's see, go exercise, make sure, get my body pumping, you know. It's good to do that. It's good to do that. So spirituality definitely added on to that. Being more into nature. During the pandemic, I think it went over a lot of people's heads. People were just like really upset that they were locked up. Everything was closed. They wanted to go outside, be around people. But it was more than that. I felt it. It was morally connected with yourself and connected with your spirit and connected to whatever you believe in, connected to that, to keep your mind in a different state. To change your mind. And for me, it really, really changed my mind. It changed who I was during that pandemic. Like staying home, working, you know, not able to go anywhere. I really had to get in tune with myself. So with that being said, I was able to get in tune with nature. Not only was I walking around, smelling the air, looking at the trees, appreciate the universe, appreciate the flowers. I was able to feed the birds in the backyard, on a daily basis. So I was feeding the birds in the backyard, and it made me feel good. Sometimes I would take off my shoes and have my feet on the ground, get grounded, get that root chakra, you know, open, and just really be one with nature and understanding that I needed to connect to the universe, and the universe is a blessing. Even with the birds, I feel connected, even though every time I go outside, they fly away from me. But sometimes I will be out there and they will fly very close to me. Like, I will feel the swift of them flying. Or even sometimes I will meditate with no music, and me just listening to the birds, my body is in meditation mode. Or even listening to nature, hearing the trees moving, my body is in meditation mode. Being connected to the universe, being connected to nature. I'm very, very grateful to have that. When you sit and you listen, or when you're walking around, you just listening to the universe, man, that feeling is very peaceful. I definitely advise everybody to do that, because you will hear and feel what peace is when you're at one with the universe. So it's some real shit. I was able to look at people differently through spirituality, you know. I am a work in progress. I'm not going to sit here and lie, you know. I like to keep it real with y'all, Nami. However, with spirituality, I do look at people different. I try my best not to be attached to people, even if I feel I want to be. Because I know you're never supposed to be attached to anyone in this world. You're not. That's not healthy. It's not healthy. People are, I remember reading something, people are experiences, not attachments. And I think the trouble lies is when we are too attached to people. That's when heartbreak comes. That's when sadness, anger, even chaotic actions comes along. And No, I shall not. It made me look at people like, you know, you cool, we have a good time, we good, we have conversations, but let me back away. I'll come back to you when I'm good. You come back to me when you good. But I no longer feel the need to associate with somebody on a daily basis like I used to. Before my journey, I felt like I needed people. I needed to be around them. I needed to talk to them all day, every day. And even that, all day, every day, that gets tiring. But, like, I felt I needed somebody on a daily basis, or people, and hang out to do certain things I need. And then I realized with spirituality, you need to be one with yourself. When you're one with yourself, you don't need people like that. And I realized when I'm in my moments and I'm one with myself, I'm at peace. I'm not hearing nothing. It's just me. So if I'm aggravated, or I'm angry, or I'm sad, or happy, it doesn't matter. I'm dealing with that on my own, and I'm solving my issues on my own, and I could keep it moving. I'm not elongating any problems that I have unless I want to stay in that loop. And I'm working on that too, not being in loops being in anger or hurt with the same story. I'm trying my best not to always talk about past experiences that made me angry or upset or sad if no solution is coming out of it. Yes, I talk about it here with you all, but at the same time, my solution is I want to talk about it to heal, and I want to talk about to influence. But if I'm talking about it on a daily basis with people and it's not going on anywhere, we're just venting and dumping on each other, that's not solution-based. So with that being said, just being one with self and understanding that I am my own best friend, and that I do have people around that I consider friends, close friends and acquaintances. However, I could never have the need to be attached to people, because that's not healthy. For me, a person that used to be so attached to people and then wonder why they disappeared or ghosted or hurt me to the point I couldn't even function, that I don't know. I no longer want to be like that. I no longer want to feel like that. I no longer want to be like that. So I feel like with spirituality, it's just showing me that I have to depend on myself more, and that the people around me are just my pluses, you know, not attachments. Yeah, so, what else? What else? Being a plant mom, I have over 30 plants that I love and care for. That was a great experience, especially when you see them grow. Like my snake plant was a small plant. It was like up to my, under my knee, and now it's up to my waist. And I did that. I grew that plant. It's such an accomplishment to me. There was times I seen my plants move. Mind you, there was no wind. There was no fan, no heater on. They moved out of nowhere. I thought that was incredible that they were even comfortable enough to move around me. And those were my money trees that moved. My money trees moved. And I have a plant. I really think it's a girl because she gets moody. Like, her cute little leaves will be down. And then when I give it a little attention, they come up. Or I give it a little bit of water, it comes up. That's my boo right there. That's my boo. She's small again. So hopefully I could take care of her more to bring her more up. But yeah, that was going through my spiritual journey. Because before that, plants who? My mom was the plant mom. Like, she was the one with all that plants. And I used to look like, she has a lot of plants. Or she'll be in the garden, gardening. And I'm like, I can't do that with all those bees. Every time I hear a bee or a fly near my ear, I'm screaming. And it'd be quiet as hell back there. Mind you, it's connected houses. So people hear my ass screaming. But I don't care. But now I be in the backyard with my mom. You know, I was there last year with her, summer, springtime, helping her. Or even me cleaning up the garden, that is one of the most relaxing things to do. If you want to take your anger out or you have a lot of emotions, clean up a backyard, clean up a garden. You're going to see how you feel after. I remember I was upset. I was sad. I went in that backyard. It was brick out there, but I didn't care. I needed to take out my anger or my crying. I was back there crying and cleaning. You heard me? I was crying and cleaning. And afterwards, I felt so revived. One of the best feelings in the world. One of the best feelings in the world. And I'm grateful for my plants. I am grateful. But spirituality definitely has me in tune. I've been meditating every day, every night, and I'm incorporating up doing breathing exercises every morning when I wake up. You know, that's still a practice, but I'm definitely doing it just to help my mind get into a clear state. But it helps meditating and even the breathing exercises. It really gets you in tune to yourself. If you're the type of person who have thoughts everywhere, who have thoughts that are not you, I definitely advise to do breathing. They have Hoffman breathing. You can find that on YouTube. It's a certain way of breathing. Like, I think 30 seconds of fast breathing, and then you hold your breath for 1 minute, and then 30 seconds again of fast breathing to hold your breath. It's challenging at first, but it really helps to clear the mind and help you with your breathing. So if I say you have a cold or a flu, you could do that, and it could help you bring air into your lungs. Even fryer breathing, if your mind is going a little too fast for you, or you're overthinking, or you have intrusive thoughts, the fire breathing helps, which is great. So, I started doing things like that, and it has significantly helped. Even staying in the sun, even though it's evident that the sun is healthy when I had my panic attack last year and I was staying in the sun 2-3 hours a day, yo, that shit helped significantly. When I say it helped significantly, that brought me back to life. And I was out there today and I was talking to the sun. Fuck it. In my head, I was talking to the sun. I need to talk to it more out loud. But I would say I'm grateful for the sun. I'm a part of the sun, people. You know, I'm genuinely blessed to be connected to the sun. For real, I am. And it's such a great feeling. I want to do that for the moon, too, because I'm grateful for the moon as well. I'm grateful for the universe, man. I appreciate it so much. And I'm so ecstatic to be connected to the universe, because the universe is a blessing. And that's on some real shit. Yeah, so these are the many ways that spirituality has helped me grow, helped me change, and I'm glad to share it with you all. I'm still on my journey. It's been about 5 years, and I experienced so much, and I've seen so many things, awake and not awake. Some things have frightened me, but some things have blessed me and opened my eyes. And, that's including the third eye. And I'm very grateful for that. I can't wait for the rest of my journey to see what's around. What I was looking for when I went to churches wasn't in a church. It was in the universe. It was in me. And, I'm glad I'm finally able to recognize it, because honestly, it has always been around me, but I ignored it, or I was caught up in what other people was doing that I didn't even recognize that it was already in me. The happiness that I was looking for, the place that I needed salvation or was looking for my blessings was already connected to me, and that is spirituality. So I will always be forever blessed, and I will always be forever grateful to have that around. So I wanted to share that. I hope this resonates with somebody. Definitely have a great rest of your week, and peace and blessings.